A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October the 13th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the crackdown on vendors.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we also want to welcome our Radio 2 TV viewers around the world. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crackdown on vendors.
This week, Harare launched an operation codenamed Restore Order, which it alleges is aimed at decongesting the city and bringing order and sanity in the CBD. The local authority is working with the Minister of Local Government, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, and all law enforcement agents in implementing this operation.
The operation is a directive from President Robert Mugabe. Mr. Mugabe, in an address to ZANU-PF youths at the weekend, ordered vendors to vacate the streets, describing them as filthy. And he further said, and I quote, "Harare is filthy. There is garbage all over the city and vendors are everywhere, even in the streets, causing chaos and disturbing the smooth flow of traffic. We have failed and must come up with a plan."
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077. Izulukandaba lamta sikhuluma ngkhona okwenzakala eHarare sizwa ukuthi abathengi abathengisa impahla bayagijinyiswa kunyongaza kubonakale kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi bake bagijinyiswa ngesikhathi esanda kwedlula singazi kobulawayo kumbe egweru kumbe ngapha kwezinye indawo ukuthi kuhamba njani kodwa eHarare sebesusiwe ama-vendors kodwa imbiko esiyitholayo ukuthi abanye sebebuyele basusa izolo babuyele namhlanje so ke vele kungani sukayihlala kunjalo siyakhumbula ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe uthe basuswe ngoba bangcolisa idolobho. So kunjalo kwefoto. Yeah.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve kubviswa kwevanotengesa mumigwagwa yeHarare. Asi vakawanda vanofungidzira kuti zvichaendawo kune mamwe madhorobha. Aka akasike kutanga hurumende ichimboedza kuita izvi asi chitadza kubudirira. Nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vatereri vedu kuti munoonawo sei nyaya iyoyi. Dhorobha reHarare rinotatotanga icho chirongwa icho chichi richibvisa vese vari kutengesa mumigwagwa nemishikashika iya nedzimwe dzimotokari dzirimo imomo mumigwagwa vachitiwo vada kuchenesa guta vachazovakira vanhu ivavava kwekuti vange vachienda kunotengesera kwakaita sekunana Coca-Cola uko ndokunenge kuendeswa vamwe vacho nedzimwe nzvimbo dziri mudhorobha reHarare asi vamwe vari kuti izvi panguva inoyi hazvinyatsoshande nekuti vanhu vakawanda munyika havana mabasa nekudaro ukada kuvabvisa mumigwagwa panogona kuita matambudziko ndo zviri kupa kuti vanhu vapedzisira voita wakitsina gonzo nemapurisa mudhorobha Gibbs.
Yeah, kula vantu ke lapa vasibhalele sibili kakhulu vetingubakwazi kuti kati vele kwenzakalani khona ngale eHarare so ke omunye njalo usithumezele umlayezelo khona manje zama ukuthi mvule ifoni yami ye uthi ungisisonke Ndlovu uthi vendors are on the streets because akula msebenzi elizweni eZimbabwe ilizwe selefile sitshontshile yini so uyabuza ukuthi kambe abantu batshontshe yini wokumbe kufake ngithi uthi sitshontshe yini so esitsho lapho ukuthi ke abantu bangatshontsha kumbe benzeni ngoba ukuthi bathengisa impahla emgwaqweni yikho phela okumele bakwenze ngoba kula msebenzi elizweni kuzobuya ke lo myundo talapho uthi ngujabo uthi ye siyakuzilizwa basakazi kodwa ke ongani uhlupho lukhona ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kasikhangeli thina, usikhangelela phansi njalo wenza into ezingayisizo. Siyakuzojaba khona ngapho la uyalibeka elakho. So jabulani saying, you know, things are not well and the government doesn't care about them. So the same applies with Sisonke Ndlovu, who says vendors are on the streets because of what the government has done. It has failed actually to create some jobs. So I don't know whether we've got a person there.
Of course, we have our first guest. Let's first introduce him, Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Cross-Border Traders Association. He's the president. Mr. Juru, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Blessing? How are you? Is it...
Gibbs.
Gibbs, yeah. How are you, Gibbs? How are you to the listeners?
Thank you much. Of course, I was joking with him yesterday that there must only be one president, you know, like what Idi Amin said. We can't have Mr. Juru. Also, masquerading as the president, right, Mr. Juru? We might have to change your constitution so that you become the chairman.
I think we have to do that.
Thank you so much. Of course, before, stay on the line, Mr. Juru. We tried to get in touch, of course, with the mayor of Harare, Mr. Bernard Manyenye, and unfortunately, we were not successful. But the good news is that we actually have a statement, a press statement from the Harare City Council, that is from the office of the acting town clerk, Josephine Ngube. And this is what the City Council is saying about this operation. They are saying the city of Harare has developed a framework for inner city renewal, which is aimed at decongesting the city and bringing order and sanity in the central business district. In the implementation of the first phase of the framework, the city of Harare has resolved to embark on an intensive exercise to bring order and sanity in the CBD and other affected areas, in light of the unprecedented levels of chaos prevailing in the city. The second phase of the inner city renewal framework will start with a stakeholders meeting on Wednesday, 18th October, at Town House. Of course, the meeting will focus on developing a planning and economic framework for the CBD and coming up with strategies for organized economic activity in the CBD. And they are also saying the development of proper facilities for SMEs and the large modern markets is a priority area, with the first one being constructed by CBZ at Corner Cripps Road and Seke Road. And they also say they talk about voter vendors registration, and they say the Harare City Council recognizes the important role played by the informal sector in the national economy, especially during this period when our country is facing macroeconomic challenges. We accept that the informal sector is critical in income generation, but there is need to balance that with order, compliance with bylaws, and respecting formal businesses that contribute to the development of the country through payment of taxes. We'll read more of this later, but essentially that is the position of the Harare City Council, Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke Blessings Lubebala ukuthi iHarare City Council ithini. Ithi ke bazama ukuthi balungise ongani kuyahlupha khona ngale ngoba abantu sebegcwele indawo zonke. So low kuthiwa ngo phase 1. Ezimbabwe phela bakuthanda into zama-phase lezi. Phase 1, phase 2, phase whatever. Kusiya phambili. So khanya ngazani kuyaqhubekela phambili. Mr. Juru, so what is your take on what the council is doing and that order from the president who said people are actually making the city to look very filthy? So what's your take on that?
I think it has nothing to do with the chaos in the CBD. But this is just... trade of political mileage by the ZANU-PF trying to gain political mileage. You know, it's not something new. It's something that we always speak towards. ZANU-PF always try to dismantle whatever groupings they see without their control. What they're going to do now is they are going to chase all the vendors on the streets. And the next step is they are going to re-register those vendors and make sure that they belong to them. So that's what we know. It's always happening, but they are disturbing people's lives. You know, people should pay fees, people need to buy food, people need to live, they need to pay rentals and what have you. But now you find that they want to gain political mileage by disturbing people's lives. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very bad.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Juru, the city of Harare is saying that the streets are now filthy. The president has also said the same thing. Don't you feel there is a need at least to decongest the CBD, as they are saying?
I think the thing they need to do is to fix the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take out the vendors from the streets, I mean, by force. What you need to do is to create employment. Once you create employment, I don't think there's anyone who wants to sell socks on the streets, yet there's job at Zimplats, yet there's job at Unyani Papers. What they need to do is to create employment first, mm-hmm. and then people will go for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about this Operation Restore Order that was launched by the city of Harare following a directive from President Robert Mugabe himself. Of course, going back to what the city of Harare says it is going to do to decongest the CBD, they are also targeting commuter omnibus operators, and they are saying defiant commuter omnibus operators who flout bylaws by picking and dropping off passengers at designated pickup points have caused chaos and mayhem in the city. Council is therefore going to enforce the use of holding bays designed to decongest the city. That's another phase, Gibbs.
Yes, about Chova.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got some more people that are actually sending us messages from different parts of the world. One of them is Saidi Kaita from Tanzania. He's saying, I'm getting you very clearly from Tanzania. Then Brian Tabete says, can you guys call me right now? I think he left his number here, but he forgot to give us his country code.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is a South African number. We'll try to call you, Brian, wherever you are. Yes, so ke Baba Juru, now what is the name of the country? And what is the
name
of the country? Yes. So when you want to call me, you want to call me, you want to
kuzoba nzima kakhulu and masika ngale le nto singaboni as if indaba yase Harare kuphela le e Harare bayatesta kuphela ukuthi siyasebenza yini but basazoyenza zonke indawo sizobona la kobulawayo bazofika bayenza into eyifanayo so thina sithi kuhulumende ayeke abantu basisebenzele ngoba akula msebenzi eZimbabwe abantu bazophila ngani bayentshontsha yini baphumela ngaphandle kwelizwe yini bayenze njani ngoba ukuphila kwankona sokunzima ukuthi umuntu ayenze i-cross border siyabona ukuthi sokunemthetho bo-SI-64 so abantu baphile njani.
Mm-hmm. So all what Mr. Juru is saying is that you know, people are making a decent living, mm-hmm. you know, out of this vending business, and what the government is doing is just to test the waters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are crossing a big river or even a small river, I know you've never crossed one, but suppose you have crossed one of those.
It's full of crocodiles, so I would be dead.
So you use a stick or something, you know, just trying to navigate your way. So he says that's exactly what the government is doing. So they're starting from Harare, and they'll go as far as they can,
mm-hmm.
you know, to actually sweep around and make sure that there's nothing that goes on the streets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to our Facebook page and see what's happening there. We have Sifas Chigutsa. Arguti Takaguti Grai Tiripa Botswana tinotenda Sifas. Tina Gilson Madanire Chireva. Gilson Arguti, I missed you, Chris. When are you visiting me at Zaka Jerera de Keza? Then Chaga Nai Muande Arguti Gilson Chimbomir.
So they're looking
those
for
are Mr. Gandhi's supporters, I think. Mr. Gandhi can hear it loud and clear that Gilson is missing him and he hopes he will visit Zaka Gibbs. Gaitidzo kere zvakare kuna vajuru. Asi vajuru tiri kuona kuti aka akasike kutanga pachiitwa urongo hwakadai pakamboitwa operation murambatsvina makore gumi nemaviri apfuura. Gore rapera panenge pakamboitwa iyo operation yakadai yekutandarisana nevanotengesa mugwagwa, asi zvinenge zvakakona n'anga murapwa achida. Sei zvichinetsa?
Chinonetsa kana ndechekuti ivo vari kudzingirirwa vachona, iye mupurisa wacho anenge achidzingirira mukadzi wake ari mune imwe streetwo ari kutengesa. Munoona mukoma Blessing, zvinoitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kutengesa vaya vaya vanotobvira pakuti ndivo vanotore even macross border. Ndivo vari kuenda vachinohodha zvinhu kunze kwenyika vauya votengesa, kana kuti neimwe nzira futi vanonohodha vachizotengesa, vachizotengesera vanotengesa mumigwagwa irinongori raini rimwe chete. So zvochituya kuzve pakuti maticha, mapurisa, angava ani macivil servants ese vari kuita cross border, vaita cross border vari kuya vachitengesera vanhu vaya. Saka izvi zvinongogutsa utungamiriri huripo bedzi hweZANU-P F, asi vanhu vese zvinovati batei batei. Saka zvinotokona nekuti izvoni ari kutumwa wachona anotoenda aine usimbi, nekuti ndokuri kudya nemukadzi wake, ndokuri kudya namainini vake. Saka havambofa vakabudirira panyaya yavo yavari kuita iyoyi.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tinenge tine mumwe muteereri ari kuti ndiyandi signatures muno ndivana.
Ndi Ignatius Musemwa.
Ignatius Muchemwa.
Musemwa.
Musemwa.
Eh.
Okay, mukoma Ignatius, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndiweka hurumende iyi ine hutsinyi hwakaipa. Izvezvi tarirai munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, hakuna kana mabasa. Zvinhu zvakaoma, makambani zvacho mashoma maviri matatu yayo ari kushanda, haasi kubhadhara vashandi. Munhu wochitsvakawo handiti kuti woraramisa sei munhu mhuri yake, handiti hurumende yoramba izvozvo. Saka vanhu vodii votonhonga svosve nemuromo, uye ari kutotengesa ari nanizve. Akaipe handindo black empowerment yacho here? Vada kuti vanhu vadii ndiudzei chokwadi, vada kuti vanhu vadii. Chongoti hurumende yedu ine hutsinyi, zvakaoma kudai, so vanoita zvemaoperesheni zvavo. Vada kuti vanhu vaite sei pakurarama, vada kuti vanhu vadii chaizvoizvo.
Asi mukoma Ignatius, vanenge vari kuti ivo hatisi kuti musatengese, asi tengeserai panzvimbo dzinenge dzakakodzera, nekuti mudhorobha hamuchatsikiki.
Munhu dzakakodzera dzi oraiti, ndinotengesera kusango, hakusviki vanhu vanotengeko. Ndinotengesera kapanhu panoita panoungana vanhu vakawanda, ndipo ndotengesera zvinhu zvangu zvitengweka. Ndingatengesera kumusango, zvinobetsera sei? Hazviitiki.
Saka dambudziko,
ndinotengesera panzvimbo dzinowanda vanhu kadziya, ndokutoti zvinhu zvangu zvitengwe.
Saka dambudziko iringagadziriswa sei?
Izvi zvakasvingoda ngoti iyi hurumende ikai ibve. Ndochokwadi, ibve kungobva chaiko chaikoka ndo solution, ndopanasiya chaio. Ndokozikaramba iripo iyi, haa, takuona kuti zvongoramba zvakadero, vanhu vezimbabwe vachingonhonga svosve nemuromo, nokuti hapana chichachinja ka. Ivo vane hutsinhi, vanongoda kuti vagute chete vari voga. Kutambura kwemhuri yezimbabwe havanei nako, kana havana kana tsitsi vanhu ava. Mwoyo yavo yakasindimara, yakaoma sedombo chaiko.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ignatius nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita basa akoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Ignatius there. He's saying this government is very cruel. And he's saying people are vending simply because there are no jobs. The economy is not performing well. And I asked him about the solution. He says the only solution is regime change. You know, otherwise this will continue, Gibbs.
So silo umlayezelo ovela kunkosana Mkhungela Khumalo uthi kugeneration yethu nxa sikhangele ngubani ongazange ahambe esikolo kungela kuthengisa amatomatisi phakathi. So uthi it our generation and the one before it did not go to school ngokuthengiswa kwamatomatisi. So meaning that you know, there's been this issue on selling tomatoes and all those things. This has been happening for years. So he says, you know, kasifuni bumbulu. So he doesn't like it at all. And then we've got another person. I think it's Brian. Brian is saying, guys, don't forget to call me. So I think Brian is waiting. So we'll try to give our producer the number. Kuzobuya lo munye utwa ngcebecha ngabecha uti ya okusegcekeni lapha ukuthi siyabona ukuthi kunenge okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe kodwa kungani awuhambi ngemfanelo. Then uJason Mandau says ababaphe imisebenzi nxa bebaxotsha abantu abasebenzelayo. So he's saying that if ever the government is removing these people blessing, it should give them jobs, you know. So we still remember that the government promised to generate about 2-point-something million jobs, you know, during the elections in 2013. But people are still waiting for those jobs. In fact, it seems as if companies are closing every time. So,
Of course, this statement from Harare City Council ends by saying, Harare to achieve a world-class city status by 2025. We'll see about that. Todzoka kwamuri mukoma Dennis tichitarisa iyo nyaya yekutengesa mumigwagwa. Tirikuonawo kuti zvimwe zvanga zvakunyunyutwa nevamwe ndezvekuti vamwe vanhu vakutogara pakati peguta racho nekuti dzimwe nguva vanenge vasasatokwanisa kuti vaende kumba. Chii chinokonzera kuti zvimbodaro mukoma Dennis?
Kutooma kuupenyu chaiko, kutooma kutopererwa, hakuna ndodaira kuti mukoma blessing, hakuna munhu angade kunorara mutown kungofanana ne street kid. Hakuna munhu angade kunotengesa mutown iko kaga, hazvina kidze zvese zvazvi. Munhu wese anoshuvirawo kuti dai ndanosenza, ndichisenza ndichitambira pay yangu, ndichipiwawo pay slip. Kwete zvekuti vanhu vanoita generation isina kumboona kana pay slip. Generation isina kubvira yaona kana crane. Generation isina kubvira yamboona hutsi huchibuda muindustry. Zvakangooma. Of course, mutown hamuna kumira mushe vanhu vari kutengesera pese pese. Asi ngatisatsvaganei nevanhu vari kutengesera pese pese, ngatitsvaganei nechakonzeresa kuti vanhu vatengesere pese pese. Kubvira tichikura nguva yekuzvikoro, isi takadzidza kuzvikoro zvekumamisha uku. Paitova nanamai vaiva vachitengesa mafrizi. Pane anamai vaiva vachitengesa maorange, pane anamai vaiva vachitengesa nzungu, zvese kana even mudzimba dzematicha maitova nematakishopu aitengesa chingwa, aitengesa maswiti, asi izvo zvatanga iye zvino izvi. Saka hurumende ngaisazamhanya kuda kuvhunduka vhunduka kuda kuona utsvina hwavari kuona vazoona nhasi uhu pese apa vanga vari kupe vanga vasingapawo zvione here kuti ndo zviri kuitika mutauni. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanga vachizvinzwisisa kuti vanhu vari mutauni nekuda kwokuti upenyu hwakaoma. But nenyaya yekuti tatadzana nemaelections, vaakuda kufadza vavanofadza kuti vanobvisa vanhu mumigwagwa. Hazvise zvakasedza zvinhu zvetaipi iyoyo. Vanhu vana veZimbabwe vatambura nguva yakwana. Hurumende ngaimboregedzawo vanhu vambosununguka, vaite zvavanokwanisa zvinoenderana nekuondomoka kwakaita upfumi hwenyika. Kana upfumi hwanaka, vanhu vese vachabuda mumugwagwa vega. Hapana munhu achamboudza munhu kuti buda mumugwagwa. Munhu achazvibudira ega asina amudza kuti buda mumugwagwa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Juru. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crackdown on vendors in Harare's CBD. This, of course, follows a directive from President Robert Mugabe that the city must be decongested. Gibbs.
But, Mr. Churu, do you agree with me that maybe, let me not say, do you agree with me? Do you think that the city is clean or it has been really roughed up by vendors?
No, I do agree that people are selling it at some points which are not designated for vending. I really understand, and the city is dead. But what I'm saying is, what is the cause of that? The government should revamp the economy. You know, this country needs a facelift. The country is dead. The government should accept that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe due to political dispute. There is a crisis in Zimbabwe. That's why even the president is reshuffling his cabinet. It's because he have identified that there's plenty of problems in the government. The government lacks the credibility. You know, there's nothing moving in the country. Everything is dead. You know, people mm-hmm. are suffering. Zimbabweans are suffering. If you see them outside the country, they are suffering. You know, you can't even say I'm a Zimbabwean. If you know any other foreign language, you rather speak that language than being a Zimbabwean. You know, it's painful. And back home, you find that the government is terrorizing Zimbabweans. We are being terrorized by our own government.
Mm. Thank you very much, and stay on the lines. Loba Bundlovu, Loba Cungani. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, siyatshona baba, litshona njani?
Isitshone kakhulu, Ndlovu. Ungabuka ngikhona khonapho, baba?
South Africa.
Ngikunjani eSouth Africa?
Hayi, all right, awunankinga.
Ye, uyazwa lapho udaba olusegudwini. Kuthiwa ke uhulumende ungani sexotsha abantu ezitaladini ebambisana le Harare Council. Kambe kuya ngaphi konke lokho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi gipsi inkinga ekhona, Mr. Dube.
Mm.
U-president waseZimbabwe, u-president wethu, sabusa umuntu onenhliziyo embi, ongenalo uzwelo. And le nto ayenzayo ayiqalanga manje, kudala vele eyenza ukuthi unenhliziyo embi lo baba. Akanalo uzwelo nabanye abantu, angazi mhlawumbe efemilini yakhe unalo uzwelo. Ngoba uyabona ukuthi ilizwe vele lifila kunamsebenzi. Kodwa abantu uma bezama ubhizi uyabahlukumeza ngayo yonke indlela, futhi ayibona lapho kuphela, nabanye nje lakhe abantu ababuya nempahla ngaphandle uyenza the same thing. So into ebangaloku ukuthi vele unenhliziyo embi lo baba.
Kodwa ke wena ngokubona kwakho baba Ndlovu, ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni eZimbabwe? Ngoba sibili abantu abaningi bayathengisa impahla, so nxa sebekhitshwa kezitaladini kolampo kumele bayenga.
Akukho la abazoya khona, ngoba phela umuntu uma enenhliziyo yembi unenhliziyo yembi, ayikho into ezoyenza kuye, ngoba yena noma uyafa noma uyaphila noma uyahlupheka akanandaba nawe ngenxa yokuthi unenhliziyo yembi. Kodwa into engicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ingaba ngcono, ngoba phela isikhathi sokususa izane embusweni vela sikafika, akekho ngeke kwenze ukuthi izane ngasuke embusweni noma bengaba ama-opposition party ahlangane eyenze lokho abakwenzileyo ukuthi bayahlangana bazama ukususa izane embusweni. Akukhuluma nje, kukudlala lokho. Kodwa uma mhlawumbe singacela kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu engasizwela, bayenze i-government of national unity behlangane. Yabo, kube namanye ama-ministers azovela kwamanye ama-opposition party. Mhlawumbe kungaba ngcono, bengakwazi nabo ama-opposition party uma bekhuluma, bekwazi ukuthi bakhuluma ngelizwe nabo abalibusayo. Ngoba manje, yonke into abayikhulumayo bona bafuna ukubona ukuthi iZimbabwe nezanu usokolo ukuze umgabe ephume embusweni. Into engeke iziyenzeke leyo.
Kodwa ke phela ukuze kube le unity government kumele kukhulunyiswana, kambe kungaqalisa ngaphi kuyefika ngaphi?
Iyo le ngisho ukuthi ngomusa kaNkulunkulu angazi ukuthi kungenzakala kanjani beqala ukukhuluma beyenze le yonto. Ngoba ukusisizana embusweni ngeke kuze kuyenzeke lokho. Angeke kuze kuyenzeke. But ukukhulumisana kungenzeka. Mhlawumbe ke kungaba khona ezinye iy'nkulumo ezingaba nozwelo, uzwele abantu baseZimbabwe, mhlawumbe namazwe esazi engakhona ukuthi abuye azoyiveza. Ngoba lo baba lo nenhliziyo embi, uma ubali kubheka nje zonke izinto ezenzileyo, ngoba ezinye izinto ama-ministers wakhe noma esenzakala amaphutha angeke beze bemkhuzi, ngoba vele bayesaba ukubulawa. Kumina abantu besifa lapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Esaba vele ukubulawa. Akekho umuntu ongayilamula ezongene eshilo ukuthi ufuna kwenzakale lokhu. Vele kuzenzakala, akekho umuntu ongayilamula.
Hawu, ubonike Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu. Ungadilwa kusasa baba.
Okay, siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So that is Mr. Ndlovu. He's saying that, you know, it's impossible to remove ZANU-PF from power.
Mm-hmm.
So he says people are just wasting time in terms of elections and all those kind of things. And he believes that the president is not a good-hearted person. He just does anything willy-nilly. So he says the best option out of all this is another GNU. Says if ever these guys start talking, maybe people can actually have a better life than whatever they're experiencing right now.
I think we have our second guest, Mr. Michael Ndiweni Gibbs.
Mr. Ndiweni, uchona njani mfowethu?
Uchona Gibbs, uchona njani?
Ngichona kahle sibili. So tell us, Mr. Ndiweni, in Bulawayo, what is happening in terms of vendors? Has the council started removing them in conjunction with the police?
I would say yes, to some extent. Skangeria kulu Bengula Street, upon the 6th Avenue, there's been presence of the police. Their trucks have been stationed there. But we have not seen the running parties with the vendors. But I just got a message, because I was out, I just got a message about 2 hours ago that there was something around that Eluveve. But Namsha, I did not see much. But yesterday we took a tour around the city. There were people were saying, the council came and I was sugar about 7 years ago. So I would say, to some extent, yes, there is an effort to clear the streets or to remove the vendors from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, Mr. Ndiweni, somebody was saying that at least there is some form of sanity in Bulawayo compared to Harare. Is that so?
Yes. There is a bit of order in Bulawayo. I think it's the result from Bulawayo City Council's actions to try and engage with the vendor associations and try to find spaces for them to do their business. There's been an effort from Bulawayo City Council to bring some order by dialogue. So I would say, yes, there is a bit of order in Bulawayo. In terms of having spaces for vendors to do their business. So I would say I will credit the Bulawayo Council for doing that. But not to say that we are not worried about their current crackdown, like I was saying. Uti Eluveve and also some parts of the CPT yesterday, they were Bulawayo City Council, I mean municipal police moving around, confiscating the goods and chasing the vendors away. So it's kind of a cash situation where Bulawayo City Council tries to engage, at the same time also tries to chase the vendors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni. Do stay on the line. Gibbs?
We've got some messages that are coming in right now from different people, and one of them is Tino Squarumba, who says, yeah, we are seeing things happening in Zimbabwe. And then my Trevor writes, let all the companies be open in Zimbabwe so that people can have jobs. Then Tafaz Zwabanyanya says, please call me. I'm in Botswana. My name is Tafazwa. So he wants us to call him. He's in Gaborone, mm-hmm. Right? So he says, I'll even share views that will shock people. So maybe I'll go to call and find out what the views are. Then Masas Kangela, let's go to Mr. Churu.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Churu, this thing of removing vendors from streets has been going on for years. So why has it been going on for years like this, you know, without, you know, a solution being found?
Yeah, I can say vendors are like seeds. If you bury them, they germinate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the government can afford to safeguard the roads from vendors.
Mm-hmm.
The government can't safeguard the streets of Harare from vendors because they will always germinate. So this thing will never work. They will always try, but it will never work.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you are a vendor, I'm a vendor, they are vendors too. Everyone is a vendor in Zimbabwe because there's no employment.
Mm-hmm. There you are.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, I think one problem is there seem to be no meaningful engagement at all between the vendors and city councils and sometimes the Minister of Local Government. What is it like in Bulawayo? Are you regularly meeting to map the way forward?
Yeah. I think I must say this, that what is happening right now,
mm-hmm.
It is our view as our vendors that it is a violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Because the government is a duty to create the opportunities for citizens. If you check Section 24 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, says that the government and these agencies must create opportunities for people to work and earn a decent living. And seemingly our government has failed. If you look in Bulawayo, the industry has closed. There are no jobs. So people have no other option whatsoever but to go to the student and start vending. And I can assure you, Blessing, that they may try to chase the vendors from the street, mm-hmm. but they will not win. Mm-hmm. Because they are not there because they want to. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Because they are not there because it is their choice. Mm-hmm. But it is the circumstances that they are actually undergoing currently that are forcing them to go to the street. Mm-hmm. So it is not a matter of having a police officer in the street holding a battle stick and a gun. But it is a matter of someone taking a living from the street. Mm-hmm. And the people right now are eating the grass because that is what is available. There is no other way, other means whatsoever. In my view, this so-called crackdown is not sustainable. The government has no capacity whatsoever to keep the police in the streets. Mm-hmm. I like capacity. And I've not just said that among which I want to leave the street. People will leave the streets if jobs are created. Mm-hmm. Truly, truly, I'm a vendor, so problem. They don't know the problem. Someone has to take responsibility that they failed to provide opportunities for citizens of Zimbabwe. And as a result, they are going to the street. And if you go to the street, it's not only women and men. It is even children who are vending. Abantwana kids, they are selling. Because Bible children can't have money at school fees, which are 7. You understand? Mm-hmm. So they have to go and sell eggs. They have to go and sell sweets. So they get something to live on. So it is not an issue of that people are doing this by choice or what. It is because there are no jobs. And we know that there are no jobs. You understand? So in Bulawayo, whether they will chase them, they will try to beat them up. But people will go and trade because it is their only way of life now. Unless the industry is opened or unless the government comes up with meaningful empowerment programs that will maybe create their own jobs. But that has not happened. You understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Andiweni. Mm-hmm. I think we have another caller. Tinamkoma Donald Magadi.
Ndinofara mukoma Blessing Magadiko.
Aiwa tinofara ndimukoma Donald wedu chaiwa.
Aha. Don don.
Ariwa wose yauna mukoma dzidzi muri teko nguva dzidzi.
Ai ndiripo. Ai nhasi chona nchaisona simnande.
Ndinofara.
Right. Tiburona sei mukoma Donald nyaya iri mudarirei.
Ah zvinoshamisa mukoma Blessing nyaya dziri kuitika kumusha dzinoshamisa pakuti mutungamiri wedu andaze kuti handizvi kuti chicha akuda kukwegura kwavakuvadaro asi chero vasati vakwegura havo zvakanyanya ndozvavaingova munhu achanga asina hanya nevanhu kubva kare
sabine
dirishako yavakaita yekai haina kana nebasa rese handimboni kana hakana chavakaita hapana nokuti vari kuchinja chinja zvinhu zvichiita wese hapana kana even zvisati zvachinjiwa zvazvingova wese handisi kuziva kuti maministiri avo ndova nekabhineti nyika yezimbabwe ndipunga ndo nyika ine kabhineti inei nemaminista akawanda asina kana basa rari kuita rinobetsera vanhu rinoonekwa nyika dzitori nemari chadzo chadzo hadzitombori namaministi akawanda saizvozvo iko zvino ministri rinokiretwa isai bhajetiri fowat kosi takawana pemanendi sekretari principal director mabasa anenge achibhadhagwa nemari dzingaiti dzemari dzepamusorosoro vanhu vanenge achingopanana zvigaro kuti vazivivo havo vanhu vachitambura iko zvino vari kutikai vanhu ngavabude mumasiriti chiri kuita kuti vanhu vapinde mumasiriti vachitengesa chii makambani akavhara mukoma Blessing vana mukaenda kukwekwekacha vana zisco zimasco sebo chemicals vana foni globe and foni makambani ese wawo akavhara muri kuona ei guru kunzi ari kuziri kuoparata makambani iwawo achishanda mukoma maizoona here munhu achitengesa airtime kana kuti kudi inhambo iyo asi kuti iko zvinova vakuona sekutoti vanhu vaya vanotambura ende zvavakufanira zvaita sekuti yava muramasina wekuti vanhu vaite vashoma mutaundi vagorejesta vashoma vacho vanenge varejesta ivava vagoshiyawa futi mukana wekuti wokuvhota mapoling station hava mashoma chaizvozvo kuda kutodzinga vanhuko iyi inotori mumwe murambasini yatakatarisana nayo asi zvinongoshamisa kuti hurumende yedu ine basa nevanhu here kana kuti
ko zvimwe kazvo ari kutaura mukoma Donald kuti zvikaramba zvakadai panogona kutanga kupararira kazvirwere muguta umu
hongu zvigwere zvingadaro asi kana nyika yakanaka makanzuro anenge ashanda zvakanaka chinoita kuti zvigwere zviparare ndechekuti makanzuro anenge asina vashandi vakakwana iyo kanzuro pachayo inenge isina zvakakwana zvekushandisa like mvura zvisimei mvura inenge irishoma inenge ichingodzokera kuti nyika isina kumira zvakanaka maproblems ese awo tichingomaona ari result yenyika isina kutonga kwakanaka kanzuro kana yakangokana nyika ichitongwa zvakanaka kanzuro inenge wanawo vashandi vari vakakwana maservices anenge achiprovide ari achiindira nevagari izvi zvokuzoti zvigwere izvo zvatova zvezvo zvokutoti kanzuro pane pasina vashandi nekuti hainawo mari vanokwanisa kuita health and sanitation pane pasina zvatinozvakadaro izvozvi saka kanzuro ikatadza kuprovida iri nhamo irizauti yekuti nyika yekutongeka zvakashata
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald
asi ndongokurudzira hangu vechidoko kuti kana patinonovhota tivhote tichitoziva kutoti patinovhotera pacho panozotipa raisi rakanaka here ramangwana nevana vedu here kana kuti zvinongotipa kuti tife tijamupusha usina mafuta
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald muve neweekend yakanaka
ya ndokwazisa vateereri vese vestudio 7 vananhamukoma nhamogoronga kunana vamhuka vose vose vakangosiyana siyana vanotiziva
tinotenda zvikuru that there is Donald Mamboma ardent follower of this program but basically what he is saying is that all the chaos in the city is caused by Mr. Mugabe's misrule and he says whatever they are trying to do that's not the solution the solution is making sure that they revive the economy
Mr. Juru, do you see the government reviving the economy anytime soon?
I don't think so because the government doesn't have capacity. This current government doesn't have capacity to do that. If they could do that, they could have done it long back ago, not anytime soon because they don't have anything new to offer. They have nothing new to offer. If you look at the cabinet reshuffle, it's just the issue of having Wayne Rooney playing defense and alongside Diego Costa, and then you find that Courtois is now the gunman. That's what we are seeing here.
maybe you know, Mr. Juru, there's that Zuma said. Maybe they're going to revive it, eh?
I mean, when did they start Zuma said? Which goals did they achieve? We see nothing. There's nothing. They achieved nothing from Zuma said.
Or maybe they
were still... I don't know. If you saw something, you can tell me.
Or maybe they will still remember that there was that program. You still remember when they were putting money in different kind of, you know, places where they'll say this is a community share ownership trust, this is whatever. Maybe they'll still remember that there are those programs as well to revive the economy. Don't you think so?
It will never work because, I mean, we have experience with that. I'm from Mondorongezi. There was community share trust. Where's the money? Where's the 10 million? Not even a single roof that was laid from that money. I mean, not even a single school was renovated. Nothing happened. Roads are still like that, but simply as release the money. So it will never work. What is needed is fresh minds, not recycling, I mean, same minds.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni?
I think the council should not be used by the government. The government is going to use the council, and after they mess up everything, they're going to say it is the council. And also, I advise all vendors' organizations to unite for a purpose. They should have a strong meeting and come up with strong resolutions, because we can see that, you know, when we have voter registration, that's when the government starts deciding people, you know, such things. And also the government, you see, this ZANU-PF government,
is afraid that there might be uprise in town due to that congestion. If there's any call, people might end up uprising against the government.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the things, which the government is trying to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke sithatha ubaba osecingweni khona manje ngubani osecingweni ngundlovu
ye kuleyo ndlovu
ye kunjani ndlovu
hayi ngiyaphila baba
ungaphukani khona khonapho ndlovu
ngisesouth africa lapha emidros
oye akutsho ukuthi udaba olusezimbabwe ulubona njani
yabona udaba lolu baba lunzima kakhulu lizwisa ubuhlungu obunzima atsho ukudlala mhlonishwa imisebenzi ayikho abakhampani avaliwe abantu basobola akula kudla akula school fees akula lutho akulani yabo itikweni umgabe ungubaba waliyana ilizwe bekufanele ukuthi evumele abantu bezimbabwe bedayise esitradini bethole imali yokudla yokuphila eschool fees kodwa ngumoya omubi anawo engeke eze uvumele lokuya mina ngilapha eSouth Africa ngezitendi eziyi-6 ezokudayisa impahla esiyedayisa imbhida ezinye amatamatisi angaze ngize ngishutshe umuntu elizweni elingaswelakithi kodwa elizweni lakithi yakufanele ekwenza khona khonoku kulokunzima ayivunyelwa ngithatha njengenza njengenyamazana yakwento ekhona mhlonitsho umoya womuntu onzima mpana esingawaziyo ukuthi singawuchaza ngayiphi indlela esatasi lapha abantu amazenzi amaningi ngama-foreigners Nigeria, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe ibona abantu abadayisa impahla lokudla la abe-Nigeria bathatha ukudla kwe-Nigeria bezokudayisa la abe-Malawi imbhida yemalawi izimba zemalawi ukudla kwemalawi bawudayisa la akula muntu abazivelayo olwa labo abafakela imigomo bazaphila ngcono size kule ukuvota le mhlonishwa le yabona izima kakhulu indaba yokuvota abantu bezimbabwe bengaze bekuye okuningi bonke bevota elizweni leliyana bengeke izanu p f eyikhiphe embusweni ngokuvota ingadliwa izanu kodwa liqembu elibi elisebenzisa uriga yakwenza egoni ungabheka manje ukukhala ngokuthi khona uyaredesa abantu abaselwayo abaningi abakwazi abaningi bajika bona urejista esayidini labo abalandaba lapha ngabayazi ukuthi abantu redi sebatholile ngokurika yakwento egoni so ivoti impela elizweni leliyana mina la manje ibuye ndisebenza mhlonishwa hhayi ngabona inhlelo zabo zonke zokuthi bazowina kanjani sebezenze kudala yakwetekoni
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
kunzima mpela amagama abi kunzima elizweni liya
hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu sibili lokuthi uzibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi uyathengisa kule South Africa kodwa ungeke wakwenza kwele Zimbabwe ungathina kusasa uphenduke futhi kuhlelo lolu baba kuze sihlale sikhuluma iy'ndaba ezinje
nami ngiyabonga mpela udela ngizama kodwa hei kunzima ukungena kodwa ngiyabonga yathi yakuhlinzekangena namhlanje lami
hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke unkululeko ndlovupela
uhlelo lwenu lusifundisa into eziningi sizwa into eziningi leziqathileyo esingazizwayo fanele sizizwe sinezayo into yomsakazo
hayi sibongele kakhulu ungathina kusasa ba so that is Mr. Nkululeko Ndlovu very emotional you know he says it's unfortunate that what is happening in Zimbabwe is a situation where citizens are denied their rights. Right now in South Africa, he's selling a lot of goods and he's selling a lot of things like tomatoes, onions, and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But back in his own country, he can't be allowed to actually sell those things. So he says this is very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And people have suffered for a long time. And whenever they try to, to go for the vote, it's rigged, mm-hmm. according to him. That's an allegation, of course. And then he says, registering to vote is a total waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because people know the outcome of the election. Mm-hmm. Even if they vote, he claims that ZANU-PF is going to rig the elections. So he's a very sad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but anyway, thank you for coming today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says he's been trying all the time. So today, He came and said what he said.
Mm.
And thank you so much, Mr. Nkululeko, if you are listening to me in South Africa there.
Mm-hmm. Of course, phones can be a bit problematic, but just keep trying. It's Nkululeko's day today. Let's go back to Mr. Ndiwene. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, good.
Yes. Now, Mr. Ndiwene, another problem that is also arising, according to this statement by the Harare City Council, they are also saying that it is good. They understand that people are vending in the streets of Harare. But the other problem is that they are also taking business from other retailers who are also paying taxes. You know, people selling clothes and all that. And this might actually end up affecting government revenue. What's your response to that?
Well, they're saying that they want to protect the few retailers at the expense of the majority. I mean, it's very upset. I mean, it's upset. That's all I can say. Because, like I said, it's no longer about the retailer who's supposed to be for it, but it's about, and if I may ask, how many are those retailers that are paying tax to government? How many are they? And for me, I think the local government, the relevant council, must sit down and find a way. Because, you know the problem with some of these sentiments is that people think that vendors can be taken and be crowded somewhere in the outskirts and the margins of the city center, and they have to sell there. And no one will walk from wherever they work to go and buy tomatoes from the vendors, where they'll be moved to. So vendors go to where there is, I'll say traffic, where there is activity. That's where they then ambush for clients, right? So if Harare City thinks that I'm not sure how many million of Harare City, I mean millions are Harare citizens.
Mm-hmm.
If they are saying that a few retailers are more important than over 1.5 million or 2 million residents in Harare, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think we need to engage and dialogue with Harare City Council. If I say we, I mean our association that are based in Harare. They need to sit down and talk. I reckon this was called visit among others, Navoos and the like. Sit down and discuss and find a mutual beneficial solution. But I can assure you that the chasing of vendors from the streets by the police will not work.
Mm-hmm.
Will not work as long as the industries are still closed. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget. People will be beaten up, like I said, but it will not stop vendors from looking for money.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other way. There is no other way whatsoever. And that should be not. Even the radicals, if they are listening right now, they must know that they are not going to solve the vendor's issue as long as the same that goes.
Of course, this is also what the city council is saying. The Harare City Council, in their statement from its acting town clerk, they are saying the city has previously registered over 30,000 vendors against a huge demand. Some of the registered vendors have since abandoned their sites. Therefore, all registered vendors who have electronic cards are directed to return to the allocated sites. Not all vendors can be accommodated in the CBD. Others will be accommodated elsewhere in other districts. Those allocated space for weekend flea markets should start operations every Saturday after 1 p.m. and are directed to remove their wares and clean up their areas by 5 p.m. every Sunday. Can this be a solution, Mr. Juru? Mr. Juru?
Hello?
Yes, can this be the solution? They are saying they registered 30,000 and they are saying that there are some who the so-called flea market operators can come in at 1 and be done by 5 p.m.
You know what? You were breaking. I couldn't hear you, so it's better you start again.
Okay, I was saying that the Harare City Council was saying that it allocated space for weekend flea markets that should be open or that should operate from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Sunday. Can this work?
It can't work because, you know, you can't schedule hunger.
Mm-hmm.
When people are hungry, they can't sell weekends only.
Mm-hmm.
And that strategy, it's an old-fashioned strategy.
Mm-hmm.
This strategy was used when people were still going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it was known that people are free weekends, they are doing shopping and what have you. But mm-hmm. now, from Monday to Sunday, it's weekend. Mm-hmm. So it will not work.
Gibbs.
Now, we've got some messages that are coming in. We've got Sonke Ndlovu again. He says, nobody wants to sell on the streets as a first priority, but it's desperation that leads people to sell even until 1 a.m. We have bills to pay. Unfortunately, not everybody can borrow from the state coffers, like some people who we can't name for certain reasons. We are aware that this problem is being created so that just before elections, the powers that be will stage a quote-unquote, what he calls a solution to this problem in order to make sure that votes go towards them. We are watching very closely. Then we've got a message from Tabang Makwatinare. He says, it's not about cleanliness of towns, but fear that people will influence each other and vote against Mr. Mugabe as they interact closely. Then we've got another message from Zangelo Ndlovu. Uzangelo uti uhulumende avule amathuba emisebenzi before engakakhiphi abantu emgwaqweni. Ye, siyabona lo sikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi mfonelani, siyabona kule foni yakhe lapha seyifakile. So silobani ke.
Tine mwe muterera ndanyatsobata asita rake. Makadi.
Tiripo makadi mkoma vule.
Tiripo ndimkomana.
Mofu,
makadi.
Tiri nani ndiri ku Harare.
Tipewo fungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi mkoma mofu nguva yedu inenge yadyanana.
Pakatanga vakuru vakuru veda kutendera mukati mezvimwe nyika vakaa vachiti kwanzi tangai kutengesa mumastreet nokuti iko nyika yedu inenge ine nhamo ezvezvo vava kudzinga vanhu mumastreet
vakadaro rini kuti tengesai
kune nyaya yatatiri kutevera tichinzwa kuti iko kune zvimuchina chakauya chokurejesa vanhu kuvhota havana guta havana mbokwanisa kuvhurirwa kuti vachione kuti vanhu vakatanga kurejestwa vanhu vanhu vevatu vacho vakatanga kuintrodusiwa na purezidendi michina yakushanda asi unoaza kuti kune vamwe vanhu vanenge vakatorejestwa apa havasi kuda kumbotaura kuti iko michina wovhurwe vaitetiwo vanhu veopposition
saka dambudziko iri revari kutengesa mugwagwa vamhofu riri mugango iri pangagadziriswa sei
dambudziko romustriti hapana kwani vanototengesa pane vanhu kana vasingatengesi pane vanhu vanogonotengesera kutanga kupi kunoya munhu munhu angamutenga ari kukokokora here kuiyanisa kupozi kuti atenge achitova mustriti achibva pabasa rake achinda kukumba kwake
ndo zviri kunzikako zvinozogona kupedzisira zvoti zvirwere zvakaita sana cholera natyphoid zvidzoke
zvirwere zvaakuna nezvezvirwere nongoekita i kungodzanyirira nokuti vanofungwa kuti vanhu vari kutengesa vakawanda ndeveopposition
haiwa tinotenda zvivo
vanhu vavo vane mukana wotopota vachipuwa tumarimari vachiita zvimwe zvavanoita vachirarama asi veopposition vasina kwavanosenza vasina kwavanowana sokurarama vari kungotambura zvo zvavanoda vachifara izvozvo vatonge vanhu vanotambura
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mhofu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda mkoma
bule tinotenda zvikuru Mofu there is saying that trying to decongest the city as they are doing now, this operation will not work. And he's saying it appears they are just targeting the vendors because they suspect they support opposition parties. Gibbs,
your last word, Mr. Ndiweni, just a few seconds, just your last word.
Yes, my challenge to the government is let them create jobs and see where the vendors are in the streets. That's my challenge.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni. That's Mr. Michael Ndiweni from the City of Kings and Queens, Bulawayo. And we also want to take this opportunity to thank our other guest, Dennis Juru. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who managed to call, and of course, our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Thank you so much. And have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.